I guess I'm past 40. Okay, let's turn in our Bible this morning. May the Lord bless us together today. Amen? God's so good to us. Leviticus chapter 17. This is such an important verse of Scripture, folks, that we need to check this verse of Scripture out. Chapter 17 and verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. Brother Chavis talked about our flesh this morning. This body you're living in today, the reason it's still existing is because it's got blood in it. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your soul. Now, there's two things in that verse that stand out at me. Two important things. First of all, your body must have blood. Now, Johnny works with the rescue, fire department, all that good stuff, and the police department. He knows, as well as all of us, that if you don't get to somebody that's been hurt bad and they're bleeding, if you don't get that blood stopped, they're going to soon be dead. Amen? We understand that, don't we? But the second thing that's in this verse that is really even more important. God says, and I have given it, he's talking about the blood now, I've given the blood to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. Boy, that's going to jump a long ways to the future, isn't it, brother? The blood of who? The blood of Jesus. Now, back in the Old Testament, they were offering sacrifices, animals, of like lamb, sheep, goats, bulls, etc. But they were only pointing to the blood. Amen? For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. God, thank you for the Word of God, our Father. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood. It's the blood that makes an atonement for our soul. We praise you for the grace of God that would offer up the only begotten Son on that altar called Calvary. Help me as I stand before your people today. For Jesus, I pray. Amen. Blood's essential to our life in more than one way. Normally, 7 to 8% of our body is the weight of blood. 7 to 8% of our body is the blood, the weight of our body. The average person has about 5 liters or just a little over a gallon of blood in them. This essentially fluid carries out the critical functions of transporting oxygen and nutrients to our cells and getting rid of carbon dioxide, ammonia, and other waste products. So the blood is doing a lot of work. It's not just a fluid in our veins. It's doing a work. Blood is a combination of plasma and cells that circulate through the entire body. Anywhere you would prick your body with a pin, blood will come out. Isn't that something, how our body is so? And you know, at the same time when blood comes out, there's a nerve there, amen? You feel that prick. No wonder David said in 139 of Psalms, how marvelous and wonderful our bodies is made, folks. In addition, blood plays a vital role in our immune system and in maintaining a relatively constant body temperature. Your blood has something to do with your temperature. Blood is a highly specialized tissue composed of more than 4,000 different kind of components. 4,000 different kinds of components make up the blood. Boy, God's got it packed in there, hasn't he? Four of the most important of these components are our red blood cells, our white blood cells, our platelets, and our plasma. And right now, I have a problem. When I got leukemia back in 99, my white blood cells was eating up my red blood cells. And so they had to give me some special medication, like they did Miss Gertrude, to kill back some of those white blood cells. And that has affected my platelets. That's the reason the least little bump on my arms especially, and even other places on my body, my shoulders and my side sometimes, and my hips and my leg. If I bump it very much, I turn blue because of my platelets are so low. You're supposed to have 300,000 to 400,000 platelets in your blood. Mine runs like anywhere from 55 to 65, 67,000. So mine's a way off, and that's the reason I bleed or bruise so easy. So your blood's important to maintain physical life. I want to talk to you some this morning about some verses that reveal how important the blood of Jesus Christ is, though. Let's talk about his blood, how important that is. In Genesis 3:21, turn there if you will in your Bible this morning. In the Old Testament, after Adam's sin, God accepted the death of an animal in the place of Adam having to die. God let an animal die. Genesis 3:21. God said in his word there, unto Adam and also to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. They were naked after they sinned. Apparently the Shekinah glory of God departed and they were exposed. They were ashamed. And so God replaced their fig leaves that they tried to cover themselves with coats of skin. Now, where did he get coats of skin from? He had to kill some animals, didn't he? Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Those animals hadn't did wrong. So what does tell us? An innocent victim died. That it tells us that a substitute died so Adam and Eve could live. What's that point to? To Christ. He was without sin. He's innocent. He's a substitute. He's going to take my place instead of me dying and going to hell. He's going to go and die in my place. Amen? Folks, that's enough for us to shout today. You know what happened when those little animals died there in the garden and God took the skin? Their blood was shed. Amen? Yes, their life was poured out. just like Christ poured out his life on the cross. The animal shed blood was proof that one life had to be given for another one. So God used an animal, some sheep maybe, or a lamb, as an innocent victim, as a substitute to take Adam's place and Eve's place, that they wouldn't have to die at that time, which was a spiritual lesson pointing to the Messiah that was going to come. He just told them about that in the verses prior to that in Genesis 3:15. He was going to send a Messiah. So first of all, in your Bible this morning, let's turn to a scripture that's so important to us. In Hebrews chapter 13. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 12, we have the blood of the cross. The blood of the cross. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people, that is, set apart the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. The blood of the cross. Jesus Christ had to go to Calvary, folks, in order for you and I to be saved. Calvary is God's altar. That's where he placed his sacrifice. Christ was God's sacrifice to take my place in your place. And Christ, that he might sanctify the people, set the people apart with his own blood, suffered without the gate. He was taken outside of the gates of Jerusalem and nailed to a cross. And there the blood streamed from his body. A spear was plunged into his side, and he shed his life's blood on the cross, taking my place and your place. It was Christ's blood on the cross. God did it outside beside a hot, busy highway so all the world would know God has atoned for the sins of all the world. That whoever would believe in this sacrifice, whoever would believe in this, his son, would have forgiveness of their sins. And their body would be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Adam and Eve was clothed with the skins of animals, a type of the righteousness of Christ. And so this is so important. So very important. In Matthew chapter 26, we see that it was blood that paid for our sin. Matthew 26 and 28. For this is my blood of the New Testament, Jesus said, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. There's something very important in those verses there. This is my blood, Jesus says. Even before he goes to the cross, he's telling his disciples in the upper room that it will be his blood of a new testament, that salvation through Jesus Christ is available to whoever will believe in him. It's so important that the blood of Christ be poured out on the altar, the cross of Calvary, in order for us to have remission, forgiveness of our sin. That's the only way in God's program for us to have forgiveness. And notice that little phrase in the middle of that verse, that his blood was shed for many. Why didn't it say for all? Why wasn't his blood shed for all? Well, really, it was. But only many will accept it. Did you get that? That's the reason it didn't say for all. Because he did die for everyone. He died for the sins of the whole world, folks. But everybody won't accept him. Have you accepted him? Do you really believe you've accepted Jesus Christ? After I had all that episode with my brother yesterday, I went back home, pulled into the gas station, with his lawnmower behind my trailer. And I went inside to get some gas, a little bit of gas, just enough to get me to South Carolina where I can get it cheaper, amen? And when I paid the girl, there was a couple of girls behind the register there, and I heard one of them talking to somebody else, and she said something to somebody else about, she made some reference about the Lord. She said, I think it's something like this, oh Lord. I turned around. I was going out the door and I went back. I said, do you know the Lord? She said, oh yeah. I don't know where she did or not, but I made her tell a lie if she didn't. Amen. Hey, we better be careful about using the Lord's name. Better be careful about using the Lord's name. Yes, Matthew 26:28. This is my blood of the New Testament. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ who shed his blood on the cross, you will be saved. Your sins will be cleansed, forgiven. But you must believe down in your heart. He must come in and make a new person out of you. He must change your life. Since that day you said you were saved, has your life been changed? Think about it. Think about it. Ephesians 1:7. Flip over there to this letter of Paul's to the church at Ephesus. The Bible talks about we are redeemed by blood, folks. We've been redeemed by blood. We, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. He didn't have to do any of this. He did not have to send his son. His son did not have to suffer. But by the grace of God, God has shown favor to us, a sinful race of humanity. And it would take blood for us to be saved. Think of it. For you to be saved, it would take blood. And it would take God's blood. That's how serious our sin is, folks. That any mundane things, material things, would not satisfy a holy God. The wages of sin is death. Adam and Eve died spiritually, and death entered their physical body, and the process would keep working until they finally went to dust. They were, God says, you'll be redeemed by blood, but not just any blood. It's the blood of God's Son. That's the reason that no man can come unto the Father except through Jesus Christ, folks. There is salvation in no other way except through Jesus Christ. No matter what somebody says, I don't care how educated they are, the Word of God is clear. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, the Bible says. This is so important, folks. We have redemption through his blood. We are so loved by God that God was willing to allow his blood through Jesus Christ to be spilled. And think how it was spilled by the hands of cruel, wicked men. And he resisted not. He was willing because we were so loved by the Father to shed his blood. 1 Peter 1:18-19. I know this verse is marked in your Bible. If it ain't, it ought to be. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. It took the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how awful our sin is. How many people you know today think their sin is that bad? That it would take God's Son dying to save them? That it would take God's Son pouring out His blood on a cross to save them? How many people you think their sin's that bad? But that's how bad our sin is. And nothing less than that would get rid of sin. Nothing less than that would satisfy God about my sin. I'm talking about mine. I'm not talking, even talking about yours. I'm talking about mine. And by the way, let me give you an even better illustration than mine. Adam only ate a piece of fruit. Just a piece of fruit. And he was just as condemned as Hitler. Amen? Just as condemned as Hitler. Because he ate a piece of fruit from a tree God said don't eat from. And it would require the blood of Jesus Christ to get Adam saved. That Brother Chavis. Just because he ate a piece of fruit on a tree that was looted. And nobody else there to eat it. The point is, God said, don't eat it. And it would require the blood of Jesus Christ to be spilled by wicked men so he could be saved. Because he could be saved. Romans 5:9. Turn there right quick. But this blood of Jesus Christ, I want to tell you how thoroughly it saves you. Are you listening to me? How thoroughly the blood of Jesus Christ saves you. Romans 5:9. Much more than being now justified by the blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. We'll never experience the wrath of God if you've been saved. Amen? Boy, that's good news, isn't it? We'll never experience the wrath of God. No matter how bad it gets in this world, we're not going to experience God's wrath as God's people. But listen, God, the blood of Jesus Christ has saved us so good. Our salvation is so secure. It's so effective. That we're right now, and I've told you all this many times, we're as if, even before God who can see everything, God does not see any sin against us today. Somebody ought to shout, amen? God can see everything, but He can't see any sin against us. That's how thoroughly the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us. We're justified. Isn't that great news? Amen. We're going to heaven, folks. There's not going to be any charges against us. There's no more condemnation. Because the blood of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ alone has made me acceptable to a thrice holy God. The blood of Jesus Christ alone has made me acceptable. Nothing I've did. And today this world is filled with people. I deserve to go to heaven. I'm a good person. Don't be some disappointed people, folks. Disappointed people. You got to be blood washed. Got to be blood washed. There's no other way. And only the blood of Jesus Christ, only His blood is sufficient. In 1 John chapter 1, flip over to 1 John chapter 1 in verse 7. Again, I want to talk about something that's important. Preacher, now that I've been saved, what if I sin? Will I get lost again? That preacher over yonder said, if I sin, I've got to get saved again. There's a lot of them preaching that right now today, right this hour. Romans, 1 John 1, 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Did you know, Brother Chavis brought it out in the Sunday school lesson this morning. Did you know the blood of Jesus Christ is constantly cleansing us? It's constantly cleansing us. And besides, we're no longer condemned. The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us so that we can have fellowship with the Lord today. The Bible says if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. As God's people, we do sin sometimes. We do fail the Lord. But that's the flesh. And God made provision that if I'll admit I've done wrong, he'll forgive me. And now I can enjoy the Lord. I can enjoy fellowship in the church. That's what that's about. But when I got saved by the grace of God, I was saved, I'm being saved, and I'm going to be saved because one day I was saved when I was 14. And we're being kept by the power of God, Peter said. I'm not keeping myself. I'm being kept by the power of God because I've been sealed with the Holy Spirit when I was saved. And God is keeping me now. Now, how I conduct my life will determine if I get any rewards when I get there. I've told y'all before, God will bless you now if you live like you're supposed to live. But he's not giving you no rewards today. He just blesses you today. Rewards will be when we get to heaven. Have I lived here so he can reward me when I get there? Amen? Me and Mr. Brewer's making some rewards now on Tuesdays, ain't we, Brother Chase and Brother Brewer? We're working in the office. Praise the Lord. Yeah. The blood of Jesus Christ keeps us clean, folks. We ain't going to lose our salvation, not if you've been saved. The Lord's so glad to get somebody saved, he ain't going to lose them. Amen? Amen? Okay, Acts chapter 20, verse 28. The church of Jesus Christ, think about what Peter wrote here. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, Peter told some ministers. Feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Okay, folks, do we need to go out to the fellowship room now and have eaten? No, he's not talking about that. He's not talking about having a plate sale either, folks. Well, what is he talking about? He said, feed the church of God. What you going to feed them? The Word of God. Hey, folks, you that's saved, you're part of the church of God, the church of Jesus Christ. You know what you need more than something to eat it? 29:12 or 29:1? You need the Word of God. You need to feast on God's Word. You need to have something that'll give you stability. Something concrete. Something that's everlasting. Has no calories in it. Amen? But it'll keep you from sin. It'll keep you on the right road. You need to know what God says. Hide it. Thy word is in the bulletin today. Have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against my God? Yeah, the church has been bought. It's the pearl of great price, the Bible teaches us. Man went and sold all he had so he could get that pearl, picturing Jesus purchasing the church to be his bride one day. We're going to be the bride of Christ one day. We're espoused already. Think about what a privilege, by nothing of our own, but of his own choosing. He chose to do that, folks. You can't imagine what all is waiting for you in heaven and eternity. You can't imagine what's waiting for you. It's so glorious. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, another great verse. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, the blood of his cross, God is going to reconcile all things unto himself one day, folks. Getting rid of all that's evil and wicked. And he's going to have a righteous, eternal kingdom. And it's going to last throughout eternity. What a great plan God has. And think of the millions and billions of people today that's going to miss out on it. They're going to miss out on a paradise that's more wonderful than can be explained. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. The people in the tribulation time, when all the tribulations and the troubles and the hardships, the believers of that age will be able to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. People, during the tribulation time, the believers then, they're just going to be living for the Lord, because it's going to be so awful. Their only hope is the Lord. I just look at the masses of people today, and I just imagine in my mind what would happen if suddenly the rapture happened and they were just left in their partying state, in their rebellion state. I can just see them panicking. I can just see some wondering, why was I so foolish? Why was I so blind? Why was I so deceived? Why didn't I listen? That's the way to be. That's the way to be with many. Luke 22:20 states, Jesus, before he went to the cross, he ordained the communion as we know it, the Lord's Supper. And he did that so that people like us today would keep remembering the cross and what he did on the cross, folks. He said, likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament to my blood, which is shed for you. He told the disciples that. My blood is shed for you folks, you guys. And in 1 Corinthians 11:25, Paul said, after the same manner he took the cup when he had supped, said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. 1 Corinthians 11:25. The reason we have communion is to remember that blood. the blood of Jesus Christ. Because that's what secured your salvation. Now, your salvation is based on His blood, folks. That He poured out His blood for you. And couple that with, because He did that, and God approved of that, and I close with this, and you listen carefully. Because God approved of what Jesus Christ did on the cross, Christ was resurrected, as He said He would be the third day. He not only died on the cross, shed His blood on the cross, but He arose the third day to live forever. He won't ever die again. And everybody that's wise enough to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, everybody that's wise enough to know they're a sinner, they've broken the law of God, and is willing to acknowledge to God, I'm that sinner that Jesus Christ died on the cross for, poured out His precious blood for. I'm that sinner, and is willing to admit that and say, oh God, I'm that sinner. Forgive me and save me. There's salvation of that person. What a plan of salvation an all-wise God came up with. That we'd be a blood-bought, blood-washed people. And if you're not blood-bought and blood-washed, you're not going to heaven. Now, I'll close with this remark. When a person accepts Jesus Christ in their heart as their Savior, the Holy Spirit takes the blood of Jesus and applies it. That's how we get the blood. The Holy Spirit takes the blood and applies it. And you remember when Jesus went back to heaven? He took His blood. Hebrews 9:12. Think about this now. The blood of Jesus Christ is on the altar in the throne room of God as a testament. He did die. He did lay down His life. And He did it for you and for me. Praise God for such a Savior. So let's live as a holy people. Let's live as a holy people. Let's serve God as a holy people. Let's be careful how we conduct ourselves in this sin-sick world. This world is sick. It's sick. And it's getting worse. With all the preaching, all the Bibles, the Bible says in the last days there'd be a falling away. I see it. You see it. It's evident. But we can be faithful if you want to be faithful. We can be faithful to the One that loved us so much He'd die for us. Loving God, thank You for the precious blood of Christ. Peter called it the precious blood. The blood of God that was willingly shed to rescue a sinner. We praise You. We thank You. We love You. We commit ourselves to Thee for Your eternal purposes. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May the Lord speak to hearts today. Maybe you know somebody needs to get saved. You come pray for them. Maybe you know somebody that needs prayer today, you can come pray for them. We've got all these names here in our bulletin.